I think the first day was impressive with Matt Sal because how quickly he handled something mentally that's probably very different than he's ever done, and how accurate he was. To me, those were the two biggest things, and those are probably the two biggest things you want in the quarterback, is being accurate and making great decisions. And so far, he's shown the ability to do those easily. When I watched Nick play last year as a rookie on video, the thing that really struck me was how poised and calm he seemed out there. He just looked like he belonged for a young guy. And then when you work with him on the practice field, I can see why. He can evaluate. He can take in a lot of information and react to it and make it look like that was what he was expecting. He really can operate mentally and make it look smooth. The other thing that I found with him is that he's very athletic. Nick can really move and he can throw on the run. I was in Atlanta in 2003. I coached for Dan Reeves, and Michael was our starter until that was the year he got injured in the preseason. And the thing I would say is that I don't know that he's lost any juice in his arm. It was a long time ago to remember, but he can throw it. It's really a great group of guys.
When the quarterback,
they're very positive with each other, Sal. Yeah. And I don't know if when y'all are at practice, I know the music's loud, so you can't hear what they're saying. But you might, I don't know if you could watch their body language when we're standing back. The way practices go here and how fast the pace is as a position coach, you tend to coach the guys who aren't in because you can't really get in with how fast things are going with the reps, the guy who's in. But if you just watch their body language and the psychology of how it's going back, they're very positive with each other. It's been a lot of fun.
I think that's probably the most challenging or the biggest hurdle that we all have to come to grips with, is that this is, we are doing some different things. So there can't be any lag time. So as soon as the play is over, we need all of us to turn to the sideline immediately, or to the quarterback immediately. Get to the quarterback and find out what the next deal is, and then let's go. Let's not wait around and take our time and think through, and you don't have time for that. But I always wondered, like, what is it going to be like, you know, coaching like these guys that have been, it ain't any different. They have so much respect for their coaches and what they're learning, and I'm like, holy cow, this is not what, I don't know what I thought, but I know this much. It's really fun and it's really exciting.
Now, the challenge, and this is what I want to try to instill in them, the challenge comes with them. There's a challenge between myself, Wes, and Buck. We had it internally, but we also challenged each other. Now, guess what? Y'all four, who wants to be number one? Who wants to be number one? Go get it. The buildup of the city, about what the city's known for, from Rocky, tough, hard city, from Jerome Brown, tough, hard-nosed player, Ricky Waters. I mean, we can keep going here. Reggie White. So when you start thinking about that, first thing that comes to your mind is toughness. First thing you remember, some of you may remember somebody running with a shoe off, getting the first down. Some of you may remember a helmet being knocked off, making a tackle. But you remember the toughness.
Well, the thing about Mo is, obviously, everybody comes here and you see him physically and what he looks like on the field, how he can move. I really think he's improved. But truthfully, he's got to get as many reps as he possibly can, and he's got to see some things that he hasn't been able to see based on his experience in the past. But, Jason Avant, he's just a pro. I mean, I don't know how else you explain a guy if you understand that he does everything that you want a professional football player to do, from the team, from his work ethic, from what he can do on the field, to in the community, just who he is.
Everybody understands that, hey, this is the NFL, and you got to be on top of your game, and just been pleased with the four guys I've had a chance to work with. Will's, for a guy who's only played 1 year of tight end, he's much further along than you would expect him to be. He's got talent, he's got athletic ability, he's got a big heart, and he's very intelligent. I think the sky's the limit for him in terms of him maximizing his opportunities when he gets them.